Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, March 23rd. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm reading from the New International Version. Also, our memory verse for this week comes from the NIV. John 4:14. But whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. Again, that's John 4:14. Our Old Testament reading today is Nahum 1:2-7. When I was a journeyman missionary in Mexico City, Nahum 1:7 became a favorite verse of mine. This is what it says. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. I thought the study Bible notes in the NIV student study Bible were very good, so I just want to give you some background about Nahum using those notes. It says, Nahum had one distinct advantage over most biblical prophets. He is addressing an enemy. Prophets like Micah and Isaiah sometimes collapse in grief as they describe the judgments that will befall their own people. But Nahum gets to lower the boom on Assyria, which has just obliterated the northern kingdom of Israel, and, except for God's miraculous intervention in Hezekiah's day, would have done the same to Nahum's homeland of Judah. Assyria is an easy enemy to hate. Its soldiers decimate cities, lead captives away in chains, and poison fertile farmland. A question nags at the citizens of Judah who have experienced the full force of Assyria's cruelty. Why would God hold tiny Judah accountable for its sins while allowing the juggernaut, Assyria, go unpunished? In this book of Nahum, Nahum brashly predicts that even mighty Assyria will soon meet its end. And so today's prophecy is the Lord's anger against Nineveh and then the hope for the people of Judah. Nahum 1:2-7. The Lord is a jealous and avenging God. The Lord takes vengeance and is filled with wrath. The Lord takes vengeance on His foes and vents His wrath against His enemies. The Lord is slow to anger, but great in power. The Lord will not leave the guilty unpunished. His way is in the whirlwind and the storm, and clouds are the dust of His feet. He rebukes the sea and dries it up. He makes all the rivers run dry. Bashan and Carmel wither, and the blossoms of Lebanon fade. The mountains quake before Him, and the hills melt away. The earth trembles at His presence, the world and all who live in it. Who can withstand His indignation? Who can endure His fierce anger? His wrath is poured out like fire. The rocks are shattered before Him. The Lord is good, a refuge in times of trouble. He cares for those who trust in Him. And now let's move over to Matthew's Gospel. Today we'll be reading Matthew 25:1-13, the parable of the 10 virgins. At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise ones, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, "Here's the bridegroom! Come out to meet him!" Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Hey, give us some of your oil. Our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Lord, Lord," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "Truly I tell you, I don't know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." Our final reading today is Proverbs 23, verses 4 and 5. Do not wear yourself out to get rich. Do not trust your own cleverness. Cast but a glance at riches, and they are gone, for they will surely sprout wings and fly off to the sky like an eagle. Father, we thank you that you are good, a refuge in times of trouble, and that you care for those who trust in you. Lord, help us to be good stewards of what you have entrusted to us today. And help us to cast but a glance at riches, to not be focused on it. Thank you, Lord, for our worship today, collectively and individually. Help us to praise you, for you are worthy to be praised. You are the maker of heaven and earth. In Christ, we have forgiveness of sins. Because you came and died, Lord Jesus, we can be free. And this is reason to praise. We pray even now, Lord, for Mark Rector as he preaches the word today at Mount Brook Baptist, and for all other ministers who share in your word with the people of God all around the globe. May we collectively praise you and sing hallelujah, even as we approach the cross in this season of Lent. Lord, forgive us for the many ways that we have strayed. And turn our hearts and stir in us by the power of your Holy Spirit anew an affection and love for you so great that it is all over our face. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.